Hallelujah. 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 It's the highest praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just want to honor God tonight for his goodness one more time towards us. Amen. Praise God. Let me greet Pastor Sapp. Praise God. And all the rest of ministers. Praise God. And all you beautiful saints of God. I just greet everyone in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's good to be in the house of God another time. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I'm so blessed to be here. Praise God. I've been here Sunday and surely my heart was blessed. Amen. I've received a blessing from God. Amen. Through the man of God. Amen. And thanks be to God. I'm here tonight to receive another portion from God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. On Sunday, I heard a bishop said that he was trying, he didn't get me clear when I told him where in Jamaica I'm from. And maybe when I, while I'm talking here, I don't know, everybody hearing me clear? Amen. I was saying to him, I'm from St. Anne, Jamaica. Everybody hear what I said? St. Anne, Jamaica. Amen. There are 14 parishes in Jamaica. And now I'm from St. Anne. Amen. St. Anne is one. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've been with God, worshiping this God, this man, Christ Jesus. Amen. For 33 and a half years. Amen. And I want to tell you that my Jesus and I, we have a good thing going on. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said every time I talk about Jesus, I just feel good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jamaica, I know that there are folks here from Jamaica. Let me see your hands from Jamaica. Oh, God. Amen. I think I have a lot of company here from Jamaica. Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen. Praise God. But folks that have not gone to Jamaica, praise God. Jamaica is not like United States. Amen. It's quite different. Amen. Amen. And being here for the first time, I realized that Jamaica is much different from United States. Amen. But nevertheless, there's something about United States that is all about Jamaica, the God that we serve. The God that is in United States is the same God that is in Jamaica. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. And I'm praising him tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Tonight, I just want to get in the Word of God. In brief, praise God. Amen. You just pray for me. I don't want to stay long preaching tonight. God help me. Amen. Amen. I know some of you have to go to work. Amen. Amen. You need some rest. Amen. Amen. So let me just say it brief as the Lord say and hold my peace. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When I'm in Jamaica, my bishop who have passed on, he used this word to me and I never forget it. We used to go out and preach with other preachers in a lot of, convocation and where a lot of different churches meet. And I heard my bishop use this one word. He said, you can't preach the Bible one night. He said, you cannot preach the Bible one night. So don't try to preach the Bible one night. You won't do it. No matter how you try. But at times, folks get up and they want to preach the Bible all one night, the whole Bible, true. And everybody get weary and everybody want to go home. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I won't do it tonight. Amen. Amen. But if you get to with me with the Word of God, amen, taken from the book of St. Luke, chapter 2. And the word is from St. Luke chapter 2, when Jesus was invited to Canaan at the marriage. But I just want to read one verse, verse 5. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he say, he. St. John chapter 2, verse 5. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And I just want to use these words tonight. Do it. Touch somebody beside you and tell them, do it. Thank you, Jesus. Whatsoever he said to do, do it. Hallelujah. I don't care what it is. As long as God said do it, just do it. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. As long as God speak to you and said do it, just do it. The Bible said there was a marriage feast in Canaan of Galilee. Jesus, his mother, and his disciples, they were invited there at that marriage feast. But when Mary, the mother of Jesus, noticed the wine get very low. So she beckoned to Jesus and said, Jesus, the wine is finished. Jesus said, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. Mary, she know Jesus. When you know Jesus, hallelujah. When you know Jesus for yourself and you know what Jesus is capable to do, hallelujah. No matter the circumstances, hallelujah, you gonna trust God. For our Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Hallelujah. So Mary know, she know her son. She have been with her. Amen. And some of us have been with Jesus so long, and we don't even know what Jesus can do. Hallelujah. We are wondering if Jesus will be able to do this. But Mary, she looked on the servant and said, whatsoever he said to do, just do it. But what I want to bring to your thought tonight, when Jesus speaks to you and you do it, when the God that you serve, when he speaks to you and you do what he says, it brings a blessings. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. He spoke to Abraham in Genesis 22. And he said to Abraham, Abraham, take thy only son and go to the mount which I shall show thee. And offer him whatsoever I say, do it. Go to the mount which I shall show thee and offer him as a sacrifice. It is very hard, but God said, do it. So Abraham, he didn't hesitate. The Bible said, early. He saddles us. Oh, my God. When God speaks, some of the times we waver too much and we lost the blessing that we should achieve. Hallelujah. So what happens when God speaks to us? We need to move. My God, when God said jump, just said to God, how high must I jump, God? For I need the blessing. So, my God, I'm going to jump, for I need the blessing from God. Hallelujah. So Abraham saddled his horse. And he took up the lad with him. He split the wood. Genesis 22. He get the wood ready. He move on to that place. He have never been there, but he move on. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. What some of us need to do is start to exercise our faith in God. When God speaks, just move. We need to see to move. You need to, oh my God, to believe and move even when you don't see. For to believe God is a blessing. Hallelujah. So Abraham, he started. And the Bible said, after 3 days, he looked up, and he saw the mount. Amen. And there's a thing about doing what he say. Abraham didn't want nothing to stop him. He didn't want anything to stop him from doing what God say. So he had his mind made up. We need some people in the house of God to get a determined mind to do what God's taught you to do. We need somebody with your mind made up. As the song man said, my mind made up, and I won't turn back, and I want to see my Jesus someday. So Abraham, when he looked up and he saw after 3 days, remember, after 3 days, 3 days journey, you have time to change your mind. 3 days journey, you have time to change your mind. But after 3 days, you look. And when he saw that place, he turned to the lad and he said, stay here with us. Oh, God, speak to me. So stay here with us. Hallelujah. My God Almighty, sometimes we need to tell somebody, stay here with us. But God is talking to me, and I can't work with the ass. My God, sometimes there are some ass around you, and you have to leave them to do the work of God. You have to leave the ass. So he said, you stay here with us while I and my son go yonder worship. Hallelujah. 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 There are things that will cause us or stop us from doing the things that God wants us to do. Amen. There are many obstacles will arise that will stop us from doing the things God wants us to do. Thank you, Jesus. But when God calls you and wants you to do ministry, amen, when God set you up for ministry, hallelujah, you have to make up your minds. Hallelujah. When he called Elisha said to Elijah, give me some time that I might go back and kiss my mother and my father. You have to make a goodbye kiss when God talks to you. You have to make a goodbye kiss. Oh, Jesus. The things that you love. Anybody willing to make a sacrifice for God's? Hallelujah. Everybody love a blessing, but nobody love to sacrifice. Everybody love to be blessed, but when it comes to sacrifice, oh God, nobody want to sacrifice. I listened, this is a story, it's a true story about this Rasta that was in Kingston. They were sacrificing one another. And while they were sacrificing, he played a great part in sacrificing, kill them and place them on the altar and burn them. But when his time come for sacrifice, and he realized that it was his time, he looked on the rest of Rastaman and he said, a sacrifice is right, but why I? And he started to run all the way from Kingston. Hallelujah. Folks love to hear about sacrifice, but nobody wants to sacrifice.
Hallelujah. But I'm saying this to say that tonight, if God called you to do something, just do what God say. For in doing what God say, you will receive a blessing from God. So Jesus said to his disciples, go to the upper room and tarry. The blessing is yet to come. But go and wait. And they wait. And the Bible says, hallelujah. Suddenly there came the sound, Acts 2, of the sound of a mighty rushing wind. Do it. When they do it, suddenly there came the sound of a mighty rushing wind. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost filled them up. Then somebody cried out and said, these men are drunken. But Peter said, we are not drunken as you suppose. All because we do it. Hallelujah. For this is the third hour. Everywhere closed. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. This is the third hour. My God, so everybody cry out and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter, tell them what to do. Peter said, repent, every one of you. Do it. And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. When you do it, you will receive a blessing. Hallelujah. So Mary said to the servant, whatsoever, it might be hard, but whatsoever you say, do it. So when Abraham do it, God called to Abraham the second time in Genesis, in verse 15 of Genesis, 15 and 16, God called to Abraham the second time, and he said, Abraham, answer. Amen. It's not any sacrifice this time. It's a blessing this time. And he said to Abraham, because you have not withheld thy only begotten son from me, Abraham, blessing I will bless you and multiply. I'm going to multiply you. Your seed shall be as the sons. Do it. Do it. Do it. When you obey God and do what God said, then God will trust you. For you might be working in a department, but for you to be moved on to the manager, you have to be trustworthy first. The boss have to see you worthy. Then he can give you a raise. He can put you into a higher position. Amen. So for God to bless you, amen, you have to obey the voice of God in doing what God say you ought to do. And every day, human we are, every day we want to be blessed. Every day we want to be blessed. Amen. And when God bless us today, tomorrow we say, God bless me again. And when God bless me tomorrow, we say, God bless me again. And when God bless me the other day, we say, God bless me again. We do it. Amen. Amen. But when God said, do it, when God said, do this, God, this is too hard. I can't manage. I'm wondering how I'm going to manage. Hallelujah. I just can't leave this. It's hard for me to leave this. Amen. It's a part of me. Hallelujah. But if anybody willing to make a sacrifice for God, then God will bless you. Hallelujah. Anybody willing to give up something for God, then God will bless you. When we start out with God, the things that stop us from going the way that God wants us to do, what we are to realize, we have to lay them aside. And you should go back to the book of Genesis, am I right? Kings, 1 Kings 19, Elisha, when he was called, when Elijah passed the mantle over him, amen, and he asked him to go back and kiss his mother, amen. When he went back, he took the instrument that he used for plowing, and he break them up, and he burned them, and he boiled the hacks, and he gave them, and he said, eat them. What we have to burn the past behind us. If we want the blessing, burn the past behind us. And then we'll achieve the blessing that is ahead of us. Hallelujah. There's a blessing that is ahead of us. But we have to burn the past behind us. We have to obey the word of God. Hallelujah. For a time the past stop us from receive her blessing. Hallelujah. For the Bible said in time past we were aliens, we were disobedient, we were unworthy. My God Almighty, but the Bible said if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become anew. Let me talk to somebody. Amen. Don't allow your past to dominate your future. Your past at times dominates your future. When you would be blessed, your past stops you from being blessed. We were all messed up. We were all dirty up. Hallelujah. But the blood of Jesus cleanses us from our sins. And what we do at times, let me take time and say this, we condemn ourselves because we feel like our past sin is still, oh God, upon us. We don't feel like God has really forgiven us. But I want to tell you something, somebody. When you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, my God Almighty, your past sins is no more. My God Almighty, the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sins. So don't allow your past sins to stop your blessings. He do it once and for all. When he died for our sins, he died once and for all. Amen. And at times, he want to bless us. Hallelujah. When he speak to us, hallelujah, at times, the things that we have done in the past just reflect back in our memory. And we're wondering if God is really talking to us. We can't do the things that God wants us to do because we are wondering if God is really talking to us because our past sins keep on, hallelujah, storing up, my God Almighty. But the Bible said, if your heart condemns you, then God is greater than the heart. Thank you, Jesus. So do what he say, whatsoever he say, do it. Whatsoever he say, do it. Why I'm going to do? Why must I do it? all because I want to receive the blessing from God. I'm going to obey His voice. Thank you, Jesus. And in obedience to God, thank you, Jesus, God will bless. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, I'll heal your land. We need to obey the voice of God. When God speaks, we need to obey whatsoever. Touch somebody and tell them, whatsoever God say you ought to do, just do it. It's for your blessing. It's for your deliverance. The blessing delay all because you fail to obey the word of God, the voice of God. Amen. And let me assure you this one thing. I'm working with the time. Let me assure you this one thing. You will never get God come down here at any time and stand in this, on this podium and speak. Oh, Jesus. When the man of God speak, God speaking to him. Hey, God Almighty. Hallelujah. So when you obey the man of God, you obey God. He's speaking the word of God. So when you obey the man of God by doing what the man of God say, out of obedience, come forth blessings. And some of you ask, why am I serving God so long and I need this and God won't give to me? You fail to obey God. You fail to obey the voice of God. That's why your blessing delay. It is still there, but it delay because you fail to obey the voice of God. So whatsoever He say you ought to do, just do it. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Come on, let's take some time to absorb this word. Come on, get it just not just between our eyes, not just in our brain, but in our spirit, in our heart, that I receive this from God. Hallelujah. God's given us the recipe, amen, to live a blessed life. God delights in blessing and taking care of His children. But God has requirements. And we're choosing this day who we're going to serve, what voice we're going to follow. Hallelujah. And I believe, amen, it's evidence that we're here tonight because we have made a decision to follow Jesus. But perhaps there are some things that we're not doing yet. So let's just respond in prayer. Reach out. Let's reach out to the Lord tonight in response to this word. God has spoken to me. Amen. I believe the Lord is also letting us know that if He says do it, He knows, He believes that we really can do it. And He will provide the means and the resources and the strength and the ability or the anointing or the authority. Whatever we need to do it, He will supply. But He won't do it for us. We have to do it. So let's reach out to the Lord. It's only 7:59. Why don't we just come to the front for just a little while and respond to the Lord. You can stand, you can kneel, you can lay, whatever you need to do. But let's just respond to the Lord. Let's take some time and just search our heart. Ask ourselves. Let's assess our own lives. Do an evaluation. Am I obeying God fully? Am I responding to His call? Am I yielding myself to Him? Hallelujah, am I following the Word of God? Is there something in the Word of God? It's already settled. It's already settled. But yet I haven't done it yet. Oh Lord Jesus, we come to You. We come to You. We come to You. We hear Your voice. We heard the voice of God tonight through His messenger. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that we're going to respond. God's calling us to intercessory prayer. God's calling us to come away, to pull away from stuff, to leave some things alone and come back to Him. Come back to that place of intimacy. Come back to that place, oh, of renewal. Hallelujah. We don't want to leave our first love. Oh, and for some, it's not that you don't love Him. It's that you don't love Him as first in your life. You haven't put Him first in your life. Jesus, Jesus, forgive me, oh God. I've allowed the memory of my past in my own human heart to bring condemnation. Not only does the enemy speak condemningly, but our own heart will condemn us. But we heard tonight the word of the Lord that God is greater than our heart and He knows all things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And although all sin is condemned, God doesn't condemn the man. Hallelujah, for man has already condemned. God has come in the form of man to reconcile. God in Christ reconciling us unto Himself. Come on, would you heed the call? God's dealing with us. God's dealing with us to open our mouths on our job. In our classroom, God's dealing with us. We feel the prompting of the Holy Ghost that we should do something, that we should pray, that we should speak, that we should testify. But there's some fear, there's an inhibition, there's some stress, there's some pressure, even from the adversary, and we've yielded to it. We've yielded to that pressure, we've yielded to that fear, and we've said no, 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 no with our actions. But oh God, You're telling us to go. You're leading us here. You're leading us there. You're calling us into ministry. You're calling us into, amen, into a state of boldness. Hallelujah. Into a place where we become courageous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we fear and revere God. And therefore we will not fear what man can or will or attempt to do to us. For we know the Lord is our helper and our provider. Jesus. Oh, I don't want to put off baptism any longer. Oh, lead me to the water. Hallelujah. Come on, don't put off baptism in Jesus' name. Don't put it off and think there'll be a more convenient season. Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and repent. Go ahead and say, God, I'm sorry. I confess I am a sinner. I need Your blood applied to my life. I need to be cleansed. Oh, I want to rise out of this guilt and out of this shame and out of this bondage. I need to be changed. I want to get on the path of righteousness. Oh, help us tonight, Lord. I pray for a boldness, oh God, in the body of Christ, that we do Your will, that we do what You are calling us and instructing us and leading us to do. Oh, Lord, as a parent, as a father, as a mother, as a caretaker, I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility. It is written in the Word of God what I should do. Oh, Lord, as a father, as a mother, it is written in the Word of God my responsibility. Oh, to provide, to care for, to lead, to be an example to my children, not to provoke them to anger or wrath. Oh, but to love them, to discipline them. Hallelujah. Not to neglect my responsibility to my children. I've got to do it. I've got to do it. I've got to do it. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Yahweh, my Yetayo. Come on, I'm telling you, you can obey, you can do it in spite of what you feel, in spite of your inferiority complex, in spite of those feelings of intimidation. You can do this. You can go. You can minister. You can pray. Hallelujah. You can see the hand of God at work in your life and in your home and in your ministry. Oh, yes. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Just concern yourself with obeying the voice of God. Oh, be accountable to the word. Be accountable to the word of God. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. Oh.
Oh.